Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
Sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I know that you said that football and the team production side are different entities. You guys did
the football team, the football staff, and the coaching staff had nothing to do with what happened. Nothing. So we have no involvement in it.
You guys have a scout in the Cleveland press box. So was he aware of the rules that you can't film from the press box?
He was doing his job. That's what he was doing. He was doing his job. Like we all tried to do. That's what the football team, the football staff, and the coaching staff did. Last week, try to do their job for Kansas City, and then Cincinnati, and then Buffalo next week, and that's it. So, I just answered the question. That's it. We had no involvement in it. Zero.
Bill, have you heard from the league at all?
Yeah, I told you everything. Mr. Kraft made a statement. Team made a statement. That's on. I didn't add.
Have you reached out?
Do not have anything to add.
Zach Taylor.
Do not have anything to add.
Bill Belichick, a few minutes ago in Foxborough. He's got nothing to add.
Billy Preston, right now.
It's a question that no one's going to answer. Where was the scout during all of this? Where was he set up?
By that
Did he
answer,
know this
sounds
was
like,
going on?
By that answer, sounds like he's in front of the camera.
It sounds like he's sitting right next to them. And it may not be the case.
No. Like, he probably did not know he was shooting the other teams. They're doing his job.
Because if he was nowhere near the camera guy and the producer, and the producer who set it up.
Yeah.
Bill should say he was not near them. He didn't know a single thing about what these guys were doing. Our scouting staff would know better. They would not have done that.
Yeah, but it's not his job to tell them. That falls on the TV part of it.
Oh, are we getting a press conference from someone at TV anytime soon?
No.
Well,
but I thought Bill's pretty good there. Like, he did defer to a statement.
He helps himself by saying what Beal just said. Right. That would have, you know.
Our scouting staff would not have done that. Our scouting staff knows the rules. They were not at all aware of what was happening in the press box. They were also in the press box, but they were not involved in what was happening. That would have been helpful for them, but he didn't do it. He didn't want to do it.
He was doing his job. That's what he was doing. He was doing his job.
How insightful. He was doing his job. Do your job.
Well, didn't he cover at the beginning? Like, football has nothing to do with this. Coaching, players, none of it.
Of course.
Did he say scouts at the beginning?
That's been the go-to line here. But, you know.
But, I mean, he's reiterated it now for three straight days. So, he's not deferring to a statement like he normally does. We released a statement, I have no more to say on it. To the hands of the league.
But he could have a more specific denial when asked about that specific point. Where was the scout? What did he know about all this? Oh, he was not at all involved. He was not at all involved. He was completely unaware of what these guys were doing. It would have been a good look. Would have been stronger denial. To say he was doing his job sounds like he's dodging the question, is what it sounds like. Am I crazy to think that?
It would have been a more...
Like when you say, where was he in relation to the camera guy? Did he know what was going on? He was doing his job. Oh, so you're not going to answer that question. Okay, fine. Hey, your choice.
Logistically, your choice. The guys, they're doing his damn job. Wait, what do you want me to say?
He's distancing himself from the TV operation. He's distancing those two departments big time.
He could have done it again. He could have been specific. He could have given a more valuable answer for his own benefit.
Listen, my guy was doing his job. He wasn't going to tell somebody else how to do his job.
Which leads me to believe and question why he would not give the more valuable answer for his benefit. Well, why does he want to say that? It sounds like you're dodging a question there. Did the scout know? Because we certainly didn't get a denial on that specific point.
Yeah.
He could have used that question to his benefit.
Getting more suspicious now, Beetle?
I'm sorry that he didn't choose to do that. But it's not my job to put words in his mouth and make him say something he didn't say. He didn't say it.
Say the scout knew. What was going on?
Is it up to him? That's bad.
Is it up to him to tell this guy to stop doing what he's doing?
He should have, yes. I would say the scout.
Even though it has nothing to do with him. It's a TV production.
He's there representing the Patriots.
Yes, he's representing the football department. He knows the football rules. He goes to advanced scout games every single week. He knows you can't tape it. It's his job. He would have some responsibility there to say, guys, you can't do that. Don't get us in trouble. He should be smart enough to know we don't want to be caught taping things. Yeah, he does have some responsibility. And I bet the league would not look at that favorably. So, yep, my answer is yes.
Wouldn't that take away from the scout doing his job?
That's right.
To turn the other guy to tell him how to do his job. I was doing my job so well, I couldn't take time to tell the other guy how to do his job.
Like if Bill Belichick was sitting there and he sees a guy taping. Yeah. Nope.
That's Kraft Productions.
That's Kraft Sports Productions. Like, give me a break. So there's zero responsibility for any of the football staff?
He's over there.
Even if they're fully aware of what it is that's going on?
Somebody from the TV side is stabbing somebody in catering for bringing out the wrong kind of cookie? Got nothing to do with me. That's totally separate.
That's food and beverage. I'm football.
But now he's stabbing him in the throat.
That's what he was doing.
A guy from food and beverage, he was doing his job.
Right.
Like, give me a break. 617-779-0985. We can open phone lines. You know, grab one.
I just got the referee assignments for week 15 here.
Okay.
Which is interesting now. Here we are.
To what here?
Now looking at the freaking referee assignments. Guess who has Jerome Booger this weekend? Not the New England Patriots. Miami versus the Giants.
Did he get docked?
It seems like... Probably out, though. I mean, Tony Corrente gets Bills Steelers. That's a pretty important game. Trying to look at other ones.
How far in advance do they schedule?
What are we doing ref assignments for?
I'm just looking
at the NFL this weekend.
We got a guy by the name of Alex Kemp doing this game.
Great. Can't wait. We'll look forward to it.
He screwed up a couple weeks ago, 49ers Seahawks.
Awesome. And if he screws up this weekend, we'll complain about it.
Great.
Donna is in Hobart today. Donna, what do you got?
Hey, I'm in Holbrook, actually, not Hobart.
Jimmy, the intern, screwed that up.
That's all right. Hey, Zoe, this question is really for you. Are there people that tell Bill what to say? So, like, if you're cool with him, can you call him and say, hey, Bill, why don't you say this and this will make you look better? Or, you know what I mean? People won't.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The answer is no.
I think I'll try that at the next break.
Yeah. I don't. We don't. Yeah. I mean, Bill's Bill.
Well, how often, for instance, have you given him an idea of what to say? Yeah. How often, Zoe, have you given him an idea of what to say in a press conference?
Zero.
You haven't?
Never, ever. Oh. No. 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 I understand what you're asking. That answer would be no. I mean, all you have to do is look at, like, even the reporters now. It's almost like reporters are afraid to ask questions at times, even in postgame after a loss. Like, we'll get there. Any more questions? No. Because you know what the answer is going to be. You know what he's going to say. You don't have to tell him to say anything. You know what he will say. So I think sometimes people are blown away, like the Mona Lisa Vito press conference there. You know, like, wow, that was his best ever. Today I thought he's genuine. We didn't do it. You know, football had nothing to do with this. Instead of deferring to a statement. Normally you're told... I think as an organization, if something is huge, is big, put out a statement, we defer to it. And I got nothing else on that as far as anyone telling him what to do. I think people tell him and alert him to things because he's so into football that sometimes something pops up that he might miss. I think there are people that inform him. That's why he's an assistant. So.
Ryan is in Chelmsford. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, good energy, Ryan.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you. Oh. I listen to you guys every day, and I love it. Now, for this whole videotaping thing, the Patriots right now have lost 3 out of their past 4 games. Now, with all this videotaping going on, if it was happening and happening and happening, don't you guys think they wouldn't be 1-4? Or, well, I'm sorry, 1-3 in the past 4 games?
No. No, I've been remarkably consistent on this. I don't think any of their cheating in the past has been the difference for them in winning and losing games, which is what makes it incredibly stupid and annoying. No, I don't think it makes that big of a difference. If they were zooming in the entire day, all 4 quarters on that sideline, I don't think it makes them any more likely to beat the Bengals than they already were. Nope. I think they're obsessive people. that are obsessed with turning over every single possible stone. It's part of what makes them great in their preparation for each game, but they have historically taken it too far. And I think they've done it to their own detriment. That's what I believe about the things they have done in the past. Nope. So if they taped that whole damn day, I don't think it would help them. I think they were going to go in there and smash the Bengals anyway.
Well, Falcon mentioned this yesterday, and I wrote it and when the Playgate went down all those years ago. It's similar to the Nixon thing in 1972, where he won the election 49-1.
What's he doing breaking into the hotel?
Yeah, you know, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
He just had to cover all of our bases. Because if you can get more, you get more.
And he was an obsessive lunatic in a bad way.
Yeah, there's some good analogies there. Good comparisons.
Let's get to the action update. Dan Shaughnessy is with us. I know he's got a point about Tom Brady and some news that broke on Tom Brady yesterday about his involvement with Best Buddies. We'll get to that coming up after the action update.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
It was announced yesterday that Tom Brady will be stepping down from his role as honorary co-chair of the local Best Buddies Challenge. That's the Best Buddies Challenge Hyannis event.
Didn't the Globe write about that once?
That takes place. They wrote specifically about the touch football game, which is the Friday night event. That is being replaced with a food festival that is led by Guy Fieri, or Guy Ferry, or whichever way he wants it said.
It's his real name.
Fieri. I like it like it's like a Fierro.
So,
remember the Pontiac Fierro? That thing was badass. Two-seater.
Mid-engine.
Yeah. Go-kart.
So that is the latest with Tom Brady stepping down. I know that some people have looked at that as like a sign that Brady...
Oh, my God, he's leaving.
Yeah.
It's been in the works for...
House for sale. Wow.
What was your reaction? What was Dan Shaughnessy's reaction? Noted Best Buddies event hater.
No.
What do you have on this,
I'm a good friend of the Shrivers. I've spoken with them at some length about this. A little bit of length about this. I just want to ask my man, Scott Zolak, what's this about? Why would he do this?
Well, I've been involved with it for 5 or 6 years now. I've done the game. I've been down to do the bike ride at the end. For the last 2 to 3 years, he's been backing off the 2 days of it. He loves the game part of it, showing up to do that. This had nothing to do with the article. This was in works prior to the article with the transfer over to Edelman, where he became, you know, when Julian started to play and become a star here. Tom's going to transfer to him. And there's also ideas to put... I don't know if it was written about Kyrie Irving, if this thing was going to trend the right way, he was going to be involved with it. I know Jason Tatum is now. So there's your Celtic that they sort of took instead. But like for the last 2 years, Tom's only done the game, and Julian and Guy Fieri has been involved for the last 3 years. So he does both days.
They were trying to get, when Kyrie Irving got to town, they were trying to get it to become a Kyrie Irving event and no longer a Tom Brady event. And those talks, I think, sort of stalled out to make it happen between Kyrie and his people.
That's not a bona fide. That's like if Kyrie was here and everything worked out, it'd be a massive superstar to get on this team.
And so I think they were really looking to do it. You know, younger, a lot of time left in his career. Yep. You know, a guy would be around for a long time. And I think those talks sort of stalled out. And so they kept going with what they had.
Yeah.
And in hindsight now, gee, it's probably good that it didn't end up becoming Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Right? But this goes back to when Kyrie came to town. So that's almost 3 years ago.
Yeah.
That's when they were trying to transition it out of Brady. So this is not sudden.
There's so much.
This has been in the works for years.
So much planning involved. And it doesn't just start in May. You know, the last weekend in May or the first weekend in June, whenever they have it. They have multiple signings and signups. So there's so many people that work on this. I don't think this has anything to do with timing of, I'm signaling the end of the year here and we're backing out of Best Buddies just to gain some leverage here. I don't think that's the case at all. He's been getting out of this for a while now.
So there'll be no more Friday night game at Harvard?
Nope. Not happening anymore.
No, they're going to do different events now.
They're going to do a food festival now.
He will do more global stuff like he went over, I think it was Dubai, the prince, one of the princes over there. He was a big Giselle went over with him. They stayed there for a while at his guest house. Raised a bunch of money over there for Best Buddies.
Yeah, the Friday night at Harvard was when they walked the Globe photographer to his car.
Correct. Like, yeah. Well, he didn't have a credential.
That's you got to have a parking pass. I mean, I run off my parking pass. I show up and like, hey, where's the lot?
You know, if the cameraman that went to Cleveland this last weekend didn't have a credential, they wouldn't have let him in, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got me there, Beetle.
And I will say that the security person was an independent contractor at that event that night. So, you know, independent security wasn't fully aware of the procedures. I think it was a miscommunication.
Yes, a little miscommunication.
Yeah.
He was just doing his job.
He's doing his job.
Doing it well.
Right. But that event will no longer be happening. Okay. So it's going to be moved, I believe, over to the Hub on Causeway. Might be the host site of the food festival this year.
Nice.
I believe I've been fancy. I think I've been told that. Yes. So, yeah. Don't read into it as far as Brady goes and what he's choosing to do with his career and live and all that.
No, they got to bang this thing out and get a plan now.
Yeah, I'd be looking into his real estate transactions more than I would this.
Yeah. I worry about the football end of it then more.
Well, quite frankly, I think they could probably get more from other athletes who might have more time to devote to it. Tom Brady is the biggest name possibly that you can get, but if we can get really good high-profile athletes who might be able to, and more than one, and they might be able to give us a little more time than Brady has been able to, and he's given a lot of his time, but if a couple guys can give us even more, it probably ends up benefiting Best Buddies more so than just having Tom Brady as the sole spokesperson.
Yes and no. Brady brings in a boatload of cash. That's what I would say. Brady brings people that are ready to spend money on Brady.
Yeah.
So maybe. Maybe the event itself goes that better as an
Friday
event.
Friday night event after it is one hell of a fundraiser after it.
Yeah, you know, but the auctions and stuff. Is there anyone else where you can stand a guy on the stage, throw basketballs? Like if Jason Tatum's there, can Jason Tatum throw basketballs into the crowd for $2,500 a piece? You catch one, you owe us $2,500.
No, but
Brady can. You'll sit there and throw 100 footballs into the crowd.
Okay, but Tatum has time to throw 500 at, you know, maybe only $500 a piece.
But it's Tatum.
See? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, we all like Jason Tatum. But
Pow, no, I didn't mean it.
He's,
Pop. Yeah.
He's not Brady.
Pop. He's not Brady yet.
Pop.
That's all.
Get another guy out there who can do it for, you know, a fraction of the price. But
what about a bounce pass? Would that be like $1,200?
Here's another thing, as Jim pointed out. How's Tatum going to take part if he's going to be, you know, a team that's on the rise? Are they going to be in the NBA Finals at any point? This event is at the end of June.
He'll be done. They're done by mid-June.
Don't worry about that. Yeah, you don't have to worry about him in the finals.
Does Jason Tatum have any charities that need funding? That, you know, there's going to be a little tit for tat there?
A tit?
I mean,
like Brady, is Tatum going to take his charity money and instead of donating his time?
I didn't even think about the Tom Brady aspect, but yes, that's an interesting point.
Oh, you weren't being a wise guy there?
No.
I thought you were going to ask if Tatum had any children in private schools or anything like that.
Dan!
No, I just...
What are you doing?
I wasn't going there.
How dare you?
Hardy.
That's a good point. No, hey, we've talked about this before. Why are you not allowed to bring that up? Maybe Jason Tatum is going to donate his time, unlike Tom Brady. Tom Brady did it for a fee. Maybe Tatum is donating the time.
Maybe he won't. We don't know. Maybe
we'll put the globe on that.
Maybe he takes payment, but he takes a lot less than Tom Brady took.
That would be a fascinating globe piece to read to see if these guys are getting compensated in any way, much like Brady was.
I'll call rewrite. I'll get on it. Get me rewrite.
Not interested anymore now, huh?
Pick up the corded phone connected to the dashboard in your car. Get me rewrite.
Yeah. Get all over that.
Right on it.
But I wasn't going to bring that up, Hardy. Way to go negative.
Yeah. He's a negative guy.
It was Hardy.
Who, me?
Yes.
You.
Tom in Londonderry. Hi, Tom.
Thinking that.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Oh, God. That back and forth, Beetle, you and Hardy had with Dan, the whole food and beverage. Oh, he's stabbing him in the neck. That had me on the floor as I'm driving up 93. And, of course, Zoe has to freaking blow it up with the stupid referee schedule. This is hot for, like, 2 effing minutes.
That's all I'm worried about.
Hardy,
that's what I'm worried about
Hardy,
after last week.
Of course that's all you're worried about, because anything controversial or critical of the Patriots, you dip your head into the sand like an ostrich, like every other footy pajama pom-pom-waving Patriots fan. Like, get your team employees, Zoe. But this drives me crazy.
No, I'm employed here.
A caller...
You also work for the team, so you call the team on the radio broadcast.
Independently.
So many things you could say critically.
He's an independent contractor.
Independent contractor.
He's an independent contractor.
Oh, you're an independent. Yeah. Oh, okay. I see what you did there. Very sneaky.
Oh,
anyway. Okay. So you're being serious.
Yeah. Legitimately is.
A caller called you yesterday, and this really irked me, too, because the caller asked a very valid question, because until we see what was filmed in Cincinnati, this whole thing can be speculated, and you can call the Patriots cheaters until the cows come home. Until we see that tape, that is fair for people to say outside of New England. The caller asked you guys, what is this going to do to the legacy if this comes out to be another cheating scandal like Spygate and 07 and Deflategate? You scoffed at him, Zoe, and you said, yeah. Well, how many Super Bowls do you have? Okay, that's
no, I didn't say that.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, I never said that. Never ringed your face. Like, hey, so, how many rings do you have?
The point about the tape, though, is right. If the tape doesn't surface...
Obviously,
anyone
the tape's been looked at and information has been given out.
Is going to continue to think it. You know, the people that believe the Patriots have always been up to no good. They're cheating again.
Well, they need the tape to surface this time.
The tape, if it's not incriminating somehow, some way, is going to be the only thing that might slow that down or stop it in its tracks. I mean, the tape not being out there will only fuel the speculation
absolutely.
Among the people that can't stand the team, can't stand the coach or quarterback, and thinks they're all... As Brett Tucher has said, dirty cheaters.
If you did nothing wrong, get the tape out there and stand by it.
The problem is the team
doesn't have the tape.
I understand. I don't mean
that.
I just mean have the tape put out there.
The Bengals won't give it out either. So are they worried that
they don't,
oh, maybe they
have it. It's they turned
have
over
it.
To the league.
The league's got it.
They had two copies. I thought the Bengals have one and the league has it.
Maybe the Bengals copied it, but...
Yeah. I hope it doesn't end up on that same desk that the Ray Rice video ended up on.
Oh, you never get
Mueller
never got there.
Will be searching for that thing forever.
It's probably on his cloud, the 8-minute video.
It's cloud. That's right.
Yeah, we got the Florida
video. That's true. The individual who shot it on his phone probably has it on his phone still backed up. That guy could leak it.
And Hardy, don't be bringing up the Orchids of Asia video.
So.
That would be wrong.
So.
That is such
You're a bad person.
I can't believe you did that.
No,
it was a video. I just did that.
I didn't want Hardy to do it again. He just did it with the Brady thing. He's sneaky.
And
over
that
there.
Would be negative. That would be negative.
He's sneaky.
Hardy. But Hardy, we know you would bring that up.
But Dan wanted to bring it up, and chose to use my name. That's what makes him a bad person.
Trying to pay attention to you.
It's a video
thing. Hey, Dan, I want to ask you about the baseball offseason. Things are humming.
Yes.
Let's talk
baseball.
And the hot stove is hot. We'll do that, and then we will get to Dan's dates at 12:50.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Big news last night. The baseball winter meetings. Gerrit Cole is going to the Yankees for 9 years and $324 million. Would you have done that deal?
If I'm the Yanks, sure.
Oh, why?
Because they'll win a couple World Series now.
Oh, really? What did the Red Sox do when they inked up all these guys?
I mean...
Well, they didn't finish 19 games ahead of the Red Sox the year before they brought him in. I mean, this is like...
It's an overpayment, Dan. Come on.
It feels like it's too much.
Well, I never worry about Yankees overpaying.
I don't either. It won't impact them. They've got plenty of money to spend.
Would you rather spend that on a pitcher or an everyday player that could play the field, could hit, could run? Five-tool player.
I'm always about the everyday players, but they've got those too. I mean, obviously, what they didn't have is starting pitching. And again, they finished 19 games ahead of Boston. This makes them... formidable.
They should be the favorite to win the World Series now.
In a big way.
And so maybe that's the price they just are willing to pay to get back into that category.
But he struck out 300 guys. They've never had a guy
struck out 300 guys. No, he's fabulous. It's just that 8 or 9 years from now?
Yeah, well,
come on.
I mean, again, they do these things looking at the first half. I mean, I think that's what it's all about now. You see it across the board. No one's thinking they're going to get the
wild
years.
Money.
Of course.
It's just insane money at this point. And so everyone says, well, what does it matter? It's not like you're restricted. But, yeah, at some point, teams are going to stop spending their money.
And it makes Chris Sale look like a bargain, right, Hart? Right?
This is what I do love about it. This is the backside of it.
See?
This makes David Price.
There you go.
Well, and Chris Sale bargains.
They almost have to trade
if,
Price.
Yeah, but if I'm another team, I want Price instead of Sale.
Oh, yeah.
Saying,
question. Right,
yeah. The if is if Sale returns to being the guy that he once was. And it looks like Price has been discussed, according to the reports. I don't know what you're hearing from the winter meetings.
Got to be.
It feels like Price is being discussed by the Red Sox in a number of ways at these meetings. And he could potentially be traded. I know Ken Rosenthal has reported that, among others. Feels like Price could be on the move.
Yep.
The Angels as a possible destination was one that I read yesterday, among other teams. There's all kinds of teams out there.
Big good market for him. From a sensitivity standpoint.
Yeah.
So the way I understand it is the Red Sox would either have to attach another player to him or eat some of the salary.
Right.
Which one would you do? For Price, I would pay some of the salary.
I would pay some of the salary. I'm not about this Benintendi throwing him into any deal where you're trying to cut costs.
What about Betts? Not Betts.
Bradley.
Mookie. Not Mookie. Jackie Bradley.
Yeah, he's cost too much, so he wouldn't serve the purpose of what they need to do in that. Benintendi's the one that's floated there because he's more contract-friendly.
Yeah, no, he's a younger player.
He's got more upside.
What if you could attach Benintendi to Sale and move him right now?
I don't like any of it, Beetle.
I do that because... Sale. Well, wait a minute. You want to move Price and Sale?
Well, if you're moving Price, you've already moved the better of the two.
Now you're in rebuild mode then.
Well, to a degree, you are, but you're keeping your young core, Bogarts, Devers, potentially Betts intact.
I know. I'm not about what they're doing this winter. I don't like what they're, you know. I know they've got it. You know, they can't go 3 years over the luxury tax threshold. The whole thing, the penalties that are there, the draft picks, the comp, all the stuff that's there. But I have a hard time wrapping my head around this as any kind of a sales pitch to fans to get into next season, because it just looks to me like they're it's a bridge year. They won't call it that. That's what it is, and I don't care about their payroll getting lopped off. And the notion of getting rid of Benintendi as a throw-in to make the deal more friendly, to lop off salary that you overcommitted to people like Sale and Price, it's abhorrent. I can't stand it. But I know that's the reality, and that's what they're doing. And they're doing it slowly. They're waiting for everything else to shake out. So we'll see how it goes. Nothing's going to happen this week for them, I don't think.
See, that's what stinks. I mean, from a local standpoint, the Yankees make a big move. Over the years, you've always, like, what's the counter? What are you going to do to counter it? There's, yeah, I think that part of it's gone. More, but
you know, the off-season trading cards thing and back and forth. They got this. You'll get this.
You want to cut payroll. Yeah, yeah, they're doing that. You want to cut payroll.
That's what you're about. You're Tampa. It's just like, I can't. I really have a hard time reading the stories and getting into it. It just feels like they're, like I said, bridge year. They won't call it that. But you finish 19 games behind the Yanks. They bring on Gerrit Cole, and you're lopping payroll and talking about trading Benintendi and Price. Not good.
Before we get to Dan's dates, Dan, I did want to ask you if you had anything to say about Nick Cafardo getting in.
Oh, my God.
He's so going to join you in the Hall of Fame.
Nick Cafardo, man. We lost him February 21st. It was a horrible year. Poor Pete Abraham had to work next to flowers all year because every team, every place that the Red Sox went, the opposing PR department would put flowers in a seat dedicated to Nick all year long. And talked to Ben Cafardo yesterday, and this is the right thing, and it's a great thing for the Cafardo family and for the legacy of Nick. We doesn't bring him back for us, but great honor for him, and he richly deserves it, and I wish he'd lived to enjoy it. And we love the work he did, and it was terrific yesterday. I mean, I don't want to get into it was a landslide count. Because the other guys were great guys, too, but there was no holding back Nick getting elected this year.
Coming up next, we'll get to Dan's dates. Don't miss it. I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
And now it's time for Dapper Dan's Dates of Distinction.
For Dapper Dan.
Okay, Dan, it's December 11th. What do you got for us?
Two weeks before Christmas, Beetle. 2 weeks from today.
I can't believe that.
Okay. Hardy, you would be the only one who would remember who David Gates is. He's 79 today. Do you know who that is? He was a lead singer of Bread.
Oh, no, I don't.
Kind of a
pathetic
band. Oh, they were.
One of the Heshers in my neighborhood, guy named Mark Williams, kind of the neighborhood bully. Yeah. He was into Bread.
Bread was awful.
Yeah.
Really. Even in their time, they were awful. John Kerry is 76 today. Happy birthday. Brenda Lee is 75. She did a famous
Christmas. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Yeah,
75 today.
That's what you decorate your tree to. Rock.
Pretty good. Who remembers Terry Garr?
Oh, sure.
Yep, blonde.
Okay. Mr. Mom?
Yep. Yeah, that's very good.
Young Frankenstein?
Yeah. Yep. 72 years old today.
She had a big round face.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was the one.
Cheekbones.
Jermaine Jackson is 65. Where did he fall in the tree?
He's my favorite.
I'd put him.
He's my favorite Jackson.
I'd put him third.
Tito, Marlon, Michael. Is it Joe? Who's the fifth one?
Yeah, no, Joe's the old man. I'd go Michael, Randy.
Oh, Randy.
Tito.
Tito, Marlon.
Yeah, Marvin.
Jermaine.
Marvin?
Marvin?
Marlon, like a fish.
Marlon? I always forget that one.
Marlon?
Yeah, Marlon?
Yeah. Hey, what you doing now?
And Carl.
Not Carl.
Steve.
Chuck.
Monique is 52 today.
Who?
I have no idea. It says actress, comedian Monique.
She's good.
Okay. 52.
No idea.
Now, rapper Mos Def.
Very good.
Is that how you say it?
Mos Def.
He was in
Ricky change his name? Didn't Mos Def, isn't he going by a different name now?
How old do you think he is?
Mos Def is
46.
That's scary, though.
Is he
exactly 46.
Wow. I was thinking these guys as being a little bit older than me.
Wow.
No.
Haley.
Mos Def was on an episode of NYPD Blue.
Well, Wikipedia still has him as Mos Def.
Okay.
Okay.
He's a cool freestyle thing in the car with Dave Chappelle on an old episode of The Chappelle Show. You remember that one, Beetle, when they're riding around in the SUV?
Yes.
That was badass.
Oh, you mean James Corden? Didn't I have that idea first?
I learned a lot being with you guys.
Idiot.
Haley Steinfeld is 23 today.
What a Haley Berry.
Nope. Stuff that happened on December 11th. One thing, 1941, this is big for the Fuhrer, Germany and Italy declared war on the U.S. on this date.
Sort of a big
1941.
One.
1941. Very big.
Stupid.
Going back in 1792, Francis King Louis the 16th went before convention to face charges of treason. He was convicted and executed the following month.
Didn't waste any time.
They did not. 1936, Britain's King Edward VIII abdicated the throne so he could marry an American divorcee. His brother, Prince Albert, became King George VI.
You know what they say about divorcees? I learned this from watching Happy Days. They're hot to trot. That's what they used to say.
They said on Happy Days?
Ralph Malph was trying to tell Richie, and it was one of the old episodes of Happy Days when it was still on film before they went to videotape, and Richie was doing some yard work for a divorcee, and Ralph Malph was all about it. He's like, hey, good luck with that divorcee. You know what they say? They're hot to trot.
Ralph, I love Ralph Malph. Was Prince Albert? What's the Prince Albert in a can? Is that the?
I'm sorry,
that's the prank
George
call.
Michael.
That's a prank call.
Okay,
yeah, Prince.
It does
Albert
exist
in a can.
Though. Is it tobacco?
I think it's tobacco. Yeah,
okay, tobacco.
You do know you did 2 weeks. You killed George Michael over Christmas break.
Yeah, this was it, boy.
You
right
killed
there.
Him over Christmas break.
Yeah, that was
break.
Bad. I said, is he still alive? And like the next day,
boom,
he succumbed. Stuff that happened
sure
on
succumbed to what
December?
Sure did.
I forget. It was not good.
Death.
Stuff that happened on this date. It's amazing. 1961, Elvis Blue Hawaii went to number one in the charts in December, of all things. In 1951, it's biggie. Joe DiMaggio retired from baseball. 1951. Because he was in the 51 World Series against the Giants. Willie Mays, Mickey.
Was that like a thing, or did everybody know he was done? Like
I don't know.
Season?
Might have been like Larry Bird.
Was he going away or is he
by
coming
the way,
back? Did he get
I know
CBD oil.
I know what's going on with Beetle right now. He just started Google imaging Prince
no.
Albert.
No. I didn't Google. It's on Wikipedia.
Do you know what a Prince Albert
it's
is?
It's on Wikipedia.
I don't. It's a name of a piercing.
Wikipedia has an entry.
Very delicate body part.
What do you know about that?
I know.
Get away. Get away.
On mine.
No, well, you'd, no, yeah. It would be on yours.
Get away from
not me. on the hee-hee, not on the hoo-hoo.
On this date in 1981, Muhammad Ali fought his last fight. Trevor Bobick, 61st and last.
Bobbitt?
Bobick, 61st and final fight for
John
the champ.
Wayne Bobbitt, another Prince Albert reference. Actually, we got another one of those coming up here in a bit.
On this,
you're going to love this.
On this date in 1980, Magnum P.I. premiered on this date in 1980. On 87, Wall Street, the
Hunk
movie.
Hunk City. Tom Selleck. Oh, yeah. A Tiger's cap? Come on.
He had a
what you talking about? Old ladies were really into Tom Selleck.
Did he drive
that Hawaiian
Trans Am?
Shirt? That mustache? No, it was a Ferrari.
I thought that was Kit.
Was it a Ferrari that he drove in Magnum P.I.?
I don't know. He leaped into it, didn't he? Hop in?
No, you're thinking of the scene from...
The Big Chill.
No, you're thinking of the scene from The Big Chill, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
With T.J. Lancer.
Very good. I get my superheroes mixed up. Last one I have on December 11th, 2009. This would be 10 years ago today. A young Tiger Woods took a leave of absence from golf.
Oh, wow.
After the Thanksgiving episode with the clubs.
That's right. Thanksgiving Day massacre. Yeah,
10 years ago
today. The color glossy photographs and a paragraph on the back of each
right
one.
There. That's all I got, fellas.
All right, you missed a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
A lot of things on this day, it feels like.
1909, yeah. Colored moving pictures were demonstrated at Madison Square Garden, New York City. So movies, I guess.
In color.
Yeah. 1978, six masked men bound 10 employees at Lufthansa cargo area.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy!
Goodfellas.
Jimmy! You son of a bitch!
A daring pre-dawn raid at the Lufthansa cargo terminal at Kennedy Airport. The FBI says $2 million. Port Authority police say $4 million. The city cops say $5 million.
Sounds like
JFK. It looks like a big one, maybe the biggest this town has ever seen.
It's the greatest movie ever.
Wow,
it really is.
That's really good.
That's it.
Unbelievable.
When was there a dull moment in that movie?
There isn't. It's perfect. Don't change it. Don't touch it. Don't even talk about it.
Okay, here's a question. This song that you're about to hear Jim play went to number one on the U.S. charts on this day.
Now, do we know it, but we want Dan to guess
it? You know the song. You all know the song. You've all heard it.
Okay.
Fire it up there, Jim.
Oh, easy.
What year? Hold on. Let's see if Dan remembers.
We'll name the artist first.
Tony Basil.
Well, we're going to have Dan do it.
Basil?
This is 1983.
That's a great guess.
I go 84.
Did he get it?
Anyone else want to wager guess?
It's 84. It'd be my only guess.
82.
Wow.
This day in 1982, it went to number one. One hit wonder. Also then went to number two in the UK.
Big MTV thing, too, right? The video.
It was a video. Remember, they were dressed as
video killed the radio star.
Yeah.
They're cheerleaders in this video, is what they were.
It's not the first video.
Aha. Aha.
Me too.
Take on Me was the first video.
No. Video Killed the Radio Star was the first video on MTV by the Buggles.
I thought Aha was the first video.
Nope.
No.
Look that up, Jimmy.
All right. Did you have Wall Street?
I did. I got lost in that we were still talking about.
That's a good one.
Something else. 1987.
Did you have Bernie Madoff?
A little long. A little longer than it needed to be.
Yeah, Bernie Madoff.
Oh, I forgot that.
Arrested and charged with securities fraud in a $50 billion Ponzi scheme.
11 years ago.
And the Mets.
They were never the same.
Have never been the same, and now they're getting sold.
Right. Sandy Koufax was lost a lot in the Madoff thing.
Is that right?
Yes, among others, yeah.
And back to your Prince Albert reference, Beatle.
Yeah, what about?
In 2014, 5 years ago to this day, how could we forget? The world's first penis transplant procedure.
I'm in for overtime. I gotta go.
By a team from Stellenbosch University.
When does filling
come back? And Tygerberg Hospital in Cape Town, South Africa, performed the world's first penis transplant.
You know when I cut my
medical
hand
breakthroughs.
In that garage door thing and it turned my thumb around and I stitched it up? Eventually the filling came back, luckily. When would the filling come back, you think? When I did it.
I'm not sure, but I thought the first one... I guess that wasn't a transplant. That was just a reattachment of John Wayne
Right,
Bobbitt.
No, this is someone else's.
Right.
That you're now getting.
Right.
Oh.
Bye, Dan. Surprised he left on that note. You want to talk about the penis transplant, Mr. Shaughnessy? Hello? He left.
So strange.
All right, then.
Where's he going?
I don't know. Bye, Dan. See you later. Hardy has headlines.
I'm going to leave, too. Yep, no. Yes.
What's news? You say that's news or Pat's news?
I said Hardy has Pat's news.
Oh, yes, there is Pat's news. There is Patriots news related to the football team and the roster. Football department. Not video department. Football department news. Hardy has that in headlines. We're right back. No commercials.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.